Well, well, here we are. I want to congratulate you for being on time.
Synchronize your watches.
I don't know how to do that.
I don't wear a watch.
I thought I was losing my mind. What the heck? Is that Pete?
Welcome to the Pete McMurray Show's Braunschweiger. Braunschweiger. That's where I'm going with. Welcome to the Pete McMurray Show's Braunschweiger Thanksgiving on 720 WGN.
That is right, the Braunschweiger Thanksgiving. I'm Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. Our phone number, 312-981-7200. We'd like to welcome in our first guest who is here to kick off the show, our old buddy, celebrity chef Graham Elliott. It's great to see you, man.
It's good to see you, sir.
You look good. I haven't seen you in, what, 6 months?
Has it been that long?
It's been a long time. Gosh. You haven't been in the studio in a while.
I know. I've been traveling. Travel.
Why are you in China all the time?
It's just beautiful this time of year. Actually, I have a restaurant with MGM in Macau, which is like the Vegas of Asia. So, 19-hour nonstop flight,
yep.
Hong Kong, take a ferry, and then you get over there, and it's literally another world.
You are a great follow on Instagram.
Thank
because you. You have people guess the food.
I do.
And you posted something from China, and it was a moving fish. I didn't even know what it was. Can you explain those two things?
There was an abalone, which is like a snail, and then there was one where a fish jumped out of a tank on the floor and the lady just scooped it up, threw it back in. There was a pair of lungs.
Uh-huh.
There was a basket of frogs jumping around. Yeah. So, again, I think if you were born and raised, you know, in some small town somewhere, maybe you had pot roast and mashed potatoes, which we'll get into for Thanksgiving.
Yep.
But my dad was in the Navy. We moved everywhere. And so the weirder, the better. I always thought, like, oh, my God, frogs in a sack. That's killer. Let's get some.
I feel like if you grew up eating weird food, you have no problems.
None.
Yeah.
No, totally.
Like, my kid will eat anything. I'm sure your kids, too.
Well, like, after being over there, this Braunschweiger looks amazing. I can't wait to eat 2 pounds of it.
I want to explain to people, because I posted it on Facebook today, that we're having a Braunschweiger Thanksgiving. It was about 3 weeks ago I brought it up on the show, all the bad meats from the 70s, and the phones blew up. So we decided last week to do a Braunschweiger Thanksgiving. So I made a Braunschweiger. I was going to do Braunschweiger meatloaf, and I sent you
the recipe.
And we were
exchanging
text messages, and it just didn't work.
It just fell apart, like too oily, greasy, and
disgusting.
Melted. Yeah,
yes,
that's what I figured. Okay.
So I made a Braunschweiger dip with cream cheese, a little Worcestershire sauce, relish, and some onions.
Great. Sounds like a pureed hot dog.
Right.
That's which you're in Chicago. I mean, how's this not selling off the shelves, Pete?
That is what's sitting in front of you. Do you know what these meats are? Go ahead and open it.
Oh,
you
can
smell it. It smells like bad dog food, by the way.
Well, is there good dog food?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's liver. No. That's liver sausage right there.
I like it. I do. I love livery stuff.
630 area code. I love Helen. Bring on the Thanksgiving feast. People love. What is it with Braunschweiger? White bread and yellow mustard.
Dude, exactly. They go together so well. I don't know why. Maybe because the obviously Braunschweiger itself is super rich and fatty and creamy.
Right.
The bread, white bread, adds a little bit of sweetness.
Yeah.
And the mustard's all acid. So it's kind of like a McDonald's burger with salty fries and like a sweet poppy effervescent Coke. They all just go together.
Right.
You're right, though. I never thought about it, but that's exactly how I would eat this.
I didn't know what your diet was, so I have regular Ritz and I have gluten-free crackers.
And
I have the Wheat Thins right there.
I feel like gluten-free is definitely a first-world problem, because anywhere I travel around the world,
they
it's
don't
not
have
the main issue.
Gluten-free. They were on sale at Jewel. That's why I did that.
Okay.
So we have the regular Braunschweiger. We have the olive loaf. I was looking for pickle and pimento loaf, and they only had the olive loaf. Okay?
Interesting. So now, what made you decide to try that?
Because it was just so, I was belly laughing last week, and I said, we're going to do a Braunschweiger Thanksgiving. Now, I want you to take a bite on the air. What do you have, a Wheat Thin cracker?
I got a Wheat Thin.
Okay, a Wheat Thin cracker, and then we're going to bring in the show. Ashley, you have to try this. Do you even know what Braunschweiger is?
Not a clue.
No clue. Do you know anything from the 70s?
Do you want to know, can you guess what the first ingredient is?
Oh, liver?
Yes!
Woo! Ding, ding,
that's
ding.
Like 10 points. Pork liver, pork, bacon, 7 different types of salt.
Right.
Water, spice, and dehydrated onion. That's all. That really.
Yeah, that's like not
whipped,
too bad.
Whipped pig livers.
Yes,
with salt.
Whipped together. All right, take a bite. Right. What do you think?
Smell it. I like it.
Okay. Celebrity chef Graham Elliott trying the liver sausage Braunschweiger dip.
That's delicious.
Is it really?
It really is delicious. You know why?
What?
You have all that cream cheese. Like, you don't get the super overpowering, pungent.
I haven't even tried it. I didn't even try it.
You get a little bit at the very end, a little bit of the liver flavor at the end, but
okay.
Really, it's really mild.
All right.
And you got relish in there?
Geez. Yeah, I have a little bit of relish.
A little relish. I relish the fact that you didn't liver alone.
Oh, my God, that's wonderful.
Isn't it? It's the texture. It's nice and creamy and rich.
I couldn't try it because it smelled like dog food. It smells terrible. It tastes great.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Graham Elliott's
here. You
know
what I put on this? Just thinking about it.
What?
We're talking crunchy.
Yep.
And we're talking cream cheese and all that.
Yep.
Why not smear that on a hot toasted everything bagel?
Oh, my God.
I would.
A great idea.
Right?
Wow, this show just turned around. I thought somebody was going to throw up.
It's a food-centric.
We got Spam here. We got to try the olive loaf. The reason that you're here is we're going to talk Thanksgiving. I'm going to take a break, and you're going to share a secret side recipe.
Yes.
And I just put it on Facebook, so we're going to run through it. And we're gonna, and people can grab it and make it for Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
Graham Elliott's here, and you're on Instagram at Graham Elliott.
At Graham Elliott with one T.
One T, folks. It's 720 WGN. Graham Elliott is here, celebrity chef. Are you doing any TV shows? What do you got going on?
I am. You know what? We just finished up that Family Food Fight on ABC, and
when is that going to air?
So that went on this summer. So it went
did
on.
Did I miss it?
No, you didn't miss it. Come on. You watched it.
I did.
Yeah.
On demand, I will this weekend.
There you go.
When was Family Food Fight on?
On Tuesdays, and it was during the summer.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. No, it was awesome.
I'm sorry.
No,
I like to support my friends, especially you.
I know. It's a good show. You should check it out. Family Food Fight.
Okay.
And then just was actually in L.A. a week ago and pitched two new show ideas.
Who do you pitch to? How do you get those meetings?
Well, what's funny is, so you have networks, right? And people at home that might not know this, the network does not create the show. They're just literally the channel that
right.
will buy the show from the production company. So met with a bunch of different production companies, and they will then, you know, go and order a pilot with the network and then.
So when
get
you pitch an idea, is it like a term paper? You type everything out and say, here's my idea? Or is
no,
it an outline?
It's kind of like this was us listening to them and hearing what they had in the works and
okay.
then also saying, here's what I have. But they do have like the elevator pitch where they'll sit down like and say, okay, sell it to me in like 30 seconds. And
oh,
you gotta
yeah.
be like, two guys walk into the kitchen. One has a this and two, you know. But
it's so
and then it turns
hard.
Into like, well, I'll have my people call your people and we'll have lunch.
I've done that elevator speech so many times.
Yeah.
God,
I'm not good
so
at
many
that.
Times.
But couple cool ideas, though. One, you remember the show Wife Swap?
Of course.
Okay, so I want to do Chef Swap. So you take, like, Grant Atkins from Alinea and go put him in a diner in Mississippi, and then that chef has to run Alinea.
That's fantastic.
Or your gluten-free, organic, you know, vegan place has to run a steakhouse in Omaha.
I love it. Like, that's a great idea.
They have to deal with the customers, the cooks, the actual ingredients that they might not like.
That is a great idea.
Thank you.
Is that going to be made?
We'll see, hopefully.
Are you cooking for Thanksgiving? What are you doing?
I am. Yeah. I do Thanksgiving. That's my holiday every year. So
okay.
I'm going to be with the fam and extended fam here in Chicago on the South Side. And, you know, my biggest thing that I tell people is just make sure, no matter how extensive your menu is, really plan the next like, the few days leading up to it, you know, what you're going to do.
Is that the biggest mistake people make?
Absolutely. Because I used to do it. I would end up cooking everything the day of and not enjoy the holiday. And not really be able to eat anything.
Right.
So days before, you get everything chopped, you get certain things roasted, you get, you know, this kind of sauce made. You don't have to do it all at 9 in the morning on Thanksgiving, right? And then jump out a window by 2.
You've talked to my mother on the air.
Yes.
And you know that she loves to cook, and
yes.
this is her hobby. She's done it for years and years.
Yeah.
She put together the menu at the beginning of November, and each day she does something, and it leads up. And, you
that's
know,
so cool.
She makes Lebanese food. She makes traditional American food. Mm-hmm. But everything, every last thing is done from scratch.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything. Even the white bread making the stuffing, you know, put it in the broiler.
Yeah.
Turn it over so you can do 9 pieces at once.
That's so smart. And you have all the brothers and everybody coming.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll sit there and roll grape leaves or cabbage rolls, too.
Ah.
Yeah, the day before. You gave us a recipe that we posted online, and people can check it out. What is this side dish?
So this is the little hash of Brussels sprout, right, with the apple and bacon.
Right.
And
Graham Elliott's Brussels sprout hash with apples, smoked bacon, and walnuts.
Right? Why not?
That sounds wonderful.
Think of the season. You want to be able to, you know, close your eyes and feel the cold and, like, you know, smell the leaves on the ground. And,
yeah.
And I just think of apples and bacon cooking in a pan with caramelized onion and throwing in, like, the chopped Brussels sprout. And, you know, everything's rendering and cooking together and topping it with, you know, some chopped walnut. You can add pomegranate. You can add roasted butternut squash pieces to it.
1 pound slab of applewood smoked bacon. That's a lot of bacon.
Why not? Come on. Has anyone ever said it's too much bacon?
It feeds 6 to 8 people. I put it on my Facebook page, at Pete McMurray. What are you laughing at, Ashley?
You guys.
Come on. You can just forget the Brussels sprouts and just do like a side of bacon. I bet if you put a bowl of bacon at your family's Thanksgiving next week, they'd be like, dude, who came up with that?
You know what the newest thing is for when people have parties?
Yeah.
They put bacon in a glass.
I think I saw that somewhere.
People
like,
do that
like
now.
Crispy pieces.
Yes, crispy pieces of bacon standing in a glass.
Yeah, and I don't think Americans have a weight problem. I think that makes total sense. It's like, that's the new
here
all-protein diet.
Here we are eating Braunschweiger tonight in olive loaf.
7 pound pail.
Yes, yes. We posted the Brussels sprout hash with apple, smoked bacon, and walnuts on my Facebook page. You're very detailed about it, and you give them all the details and everything.
Yeah, and I'm here for them. Any questions?
That's great.
Yeah.
Do you answer everything on Instagram when people send you questions?
Yep. I don't have an assistant or PR person or anything. So Twitter, Instagram, all of that stuff. Anybody comments or reaches out. Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
What's your big dish this year for Thanksgiving?
You know, I love doing soup. So I think I might do like a nice celery root bisque this year.
Wow.
Yeah. Something with root veggies.
How do you cook your turkey? Do you make it upside down so the white
meat? I do the pieces separately. So I don't do the huge giant bird. I'll do like the legs roasted separately. I'll do the jus and then turn it into a gravy. But I'll take the actual turkey breast and cut it into like these long pieces where it almost looks like pork loin, and then roast it and caramelize it and baste it with herbs and garlic.
Oh my gosh.
And you slice it, and I swear to God, nobody would believe it's turkey.
Really?
Yeah. Because it cooks different that
way. So you cut it raw.
Yep.
And then you probably season
it. Like if a turkey breast looks like this,
sure,
and it's thick, you can cut it this way.
Okay.
And then go back and cut in the line so you have these logs of turkey meat.
Right.
And then you roast that and slice it, and it's like a giant tenderloin or pork.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Really?
How come more people don't do that? Did you invent that yourself?
I don't know. I just kind of looked at it and said, okay, well, instead of roasting the whole bird, like, how would I enjoy the meat better, you know? And that's what I did.
And people forget that, you know, turkey is, you know, in the poultry family,
right.
So you can contaminate everything.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's the whole idea of just stuffing it with a bunch of raw stuff and baking it and hoping that that cooks at the same temp as the rest of it.
How do you cook your stuffing?
In a regular casserole dish, you know, like your Pyrex thing. So you mix everything and then bake it off so it's almost like a bread pudding would be, but savory, and then go and cut them out so everyone gets like a little square disc of this stuffing.
But you can't put it. I love the stuffing in the turkey.
Yeah, it's not
because it's so moist and good.
But see, here's the thing: if you kind of unlearn all that stuff and you're like, okay, I want this dish with all these flavors. What if I took brioche, diced it up, or white bread, mixed it with everything?
I wouldn't even know where to buy brioche.
I meant Wonder Bread. I meant white bread.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Dice up all
Got
your
it.
Stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Bake it off and then take it out and cut a beautiful little piece and then ladle some of like the turkey jus over the top and let it soak it up so it's like a spongy,
See,
delicious.
I could never do this, but you make it sound like I could. That's why I love having you in here. It's like, you could do this, man.
Totally. You're just dicing up bread and putting it in an oven and putting gravy on top.
I love
Answer
stuffing.
To everything.
I could just
I
eat
too.
Stuffing nonstop. Potatoes, I love, but I don't really eat it around Thanksgiving, even though the mashed potatoes are there.
So my thing with mashed potatoes is almost equal parts potato and like cream and butter.
Okay.
And make sure that you add the butter room temp at the very end so it doesn't melt and separate and get oily. You want it to like almost emulsify and make the potatoes super fluffy.
Oh my gosh, it sounds good. Trick. Graham Elliott's here. I'm going to have you stick around for another segment.
Yes.
David Hochberg's coming in, and I'm going to have Hock try the liver sausage
All
here.
All right, Hock, yeah.
And maybe we'll play a few games. It's 720 WGS.
It's a Braun Schweiger Thanksgiving. Now back to Pete McMurray on 720 WGN.
Well, this is a treat. Celebrity chef Graham Elliott with us in studio, and the man from Team Hochberg is here, David Hochberg. How are you?
Good evening. Straight from the hockey game.
Yes, straight from the hockey game.
Depressing loss.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was 1-1, and I was talking on the phone in my car, and I...
Then it was 2-1.
Yeah, then
it was
2-1.
Then it was 3-1.
Yes.
3-2, then 4-2.
So this is the first time you guys have met.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like
it's
this.
It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure. It's all mine.
Graham, he's the money man. He's like the rain man of mortgages. You need a mortgage? I got a guy.
All right. I love it.
David,
you got a guy.
You need a food guy? You need a chef? I got a guy right here.
That's Graham.
So that's Chicago right here. This is how we meet.
It's a good bond.
It's nice. Did you try the liver sausage?
It's delicious.
The Braunschweiger.
Yeah.
Do you know what Braunschweiger is?
Now I do. I didn't know what it was. It looked like it was in a tube here.
It's basically things that aren't good enough to go into a hot dog.
Right.
Leftovers put into the Braun Schweiger.
Is that what it is? It's the hot dog leftovers?
That's what Scrapple is. I don't know if you've ever had Scrapple, but
I don't even know what that is. It sounds terrible.
My family's in the Maryland, Virginia area, and it's only in that part of the country. But it's like a mix of sausage and pate in a brick form. You slice it and fry it. But it's...
What?
Honest to God, it's like the main ingredients like snouts and pork livers.
You don't want to know.
Like, oh, boy. Like straight up based on a dare. Like
wow.
Somebody made that.
That is rough
delicious.
Stuff.
It's the best flavor, best thing in the world.
We also, I wanted to bring together the bad meats from the 70s.
Yes.
Besides the meats, we have a nice little Jell-O mold. Graham, can you describe that?
Well, this is the one that, is near and dear to me. This one has four colors. So usually it's three.
Mm-hmm.
But it's where you've got yellow, green, orange, and red Jell-Os, right? And they're mixed and diced up with some kind of creamy parfait action.
Yes.
But this is the sound for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
The unveiling of the deliciousness.
Very nice. I love that Jell-O. I don't know what
rainbow
it is.
Rainbow parfait.
It's fantastic. It's so good. My grandmother used to make it. Maybe that's what it is.
See, I don't know if
are you not a Jell-O guy, Huck?
I'm going to go to the gym at 6:00 in the morning tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, and everybody's going to throw me out of the gym because what's going to be going through my body between now and 6:00 in the morning?
Jell-O's not going to make you sick.
No, but after Braunschweiger,
the Braunschweiger, yeah. Okay.
Which is delicious.
Did you try the olive loaf? Can we try that?
I did. I tried the olive loaf. I was not a big. I wasn't a big fan of the olive loaf.
I've never had olive loaf before.
It's like bologna with green olives in it.
Yeah. Why would you be?
I just don't get it. That's like somebody at the manufacturing plant, like the concrete what is it? Upton Sinclair's The Jungle. Like, that's how this was made.
It's so
somehow
disgusting.
Somebody dropped a big bag of olives in it, and they're like, just go with it, Steve. Just
looks
go.
Great.
It's now olive loaf.
That is just disgusting. We also have gluten-free crackers here for our Braunschweiger Thanksgiving. Huck, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I am going to wherever my wife tells us we're going. I think we're going to my mother-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have like 15 people there, and... It's, I make the mashed potatoes. I just mash potatoes.
Really?
I have the masher thing.
Yep.
Right? I keep pounding potatoes until she tells me to stop, and then I go back on the couch and watch TV.
Do you have a secret ingredient in the mashed potatoes?
I have my right hand. That came out wrong, but, I didn't mean it that way, but it's just, I have a masher. Is that the right term, Graham?
Yeah.
I have a masher with a big bowl, and I just keep scraping the sides, and I lump it in the middle, and I just go,
just regular Idaho potatoes?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know what she gives me. I just keep smashing for literally 45 minutes. I've got GN on, and I just keep smashing. Then I switch hands because my hands get tired.
It's
all.
A nice workout for you.
Yeah. It's a great workout.
Thanksgiving
great
morning.
Wrist and
forearm.
Yeah, that. Thank you.
Yeah,
forearm.
Yeah.
How about sour cream in the mashed potatoes?
It's a good one. Gives it that nice little
acidic creamy
action.
Yeah,
at the end.
It's good.
Yeah,
she
right.
puts a lot
I've
of butter. The mashed potatoes turn yellow.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Which is delicious.
Yeah, I always do a ton of garlic. So if you are going to end up putting milk or cream into your mashed potatoes, I'll do the same thing, but I'll put a bunch of garlic cloves in there and then steep it so that they're all soft and, you know, almost like the same as if you made roasted garlic. And then you pour that into the mashed potatoes and smash them and then fold in the butter garlic, and they've got all potatoes. That garlic flavor in it now.
Awesome. So good.
So what do you do with the garlic? Do you take
the whole... You leave it in there. You just take... peeled garlic cloves, put it in the milk, and then put that on low heat for half an hour and then cook.
No way. Then
pour that in the potatoes and mash them.
So do you forget about the diet for one day on Thanksgiving?
Yeah. I think people forget about the diet away. Most days, but...
you still look good.
Thank you. I was going to mention that when I was big on the weight loss kick, Jell-O is a huge...
No calories,
thing.
Right?
No calorie, and get sugar free, but because it's like, you know, got the gelatin, you eat a couple squares of
and
it,
you're
it
full.
Starts filling you up. It's a great little trick to have.
I did Jell-O and I do flavored gum.
Really?
Yeah.
Sugar or sugar free?
Come on. Sugar-free. Yeah. Please. What's wrong with you?
I'm a knucklehead.
Any communists in here? What's going on?
312-981-7200, our phone line, also our text line, 815 area code. You can buy Scrabble in Aurora. My mom's buys it there all the time. She eats two slices of it every morning with eggs.
Scrapple?
Scrapple.
I thought you were talking Scrabble.
I'm sorry,
like
Scrapple.
Game.
No, the stuff you were talking about.
Scrabble, not Scrabble. Scrapple.
Tell her to message
in Aurora.
Tell us where to get it. I'm going.
In Aurora.
How old is her mother?
Let us know.
Eating that stuff, that's got to be great.
Usually can't be under 70. It's like the rule.
With food like that, with bad food or weird tasting food, my mother always used to say, it'll put hair on your chest. Go ahead, try it. It'll put your hair on your chest.
Still hasn't worked for me.
I got enough hair. 16. I've been eating crazy, crazy food. The turkey. I want to talk about making the turkey. You said cutting up the turkey. A lot of people still like the main turkey so they can stuff the turkey.
Right.
Any suggestions where they don't dry it out or try to cook it properly?
For me, when you're cooking any big piece of meat, whether it's a whole bird or like a giant roast or pork shoulder, you only get one chance to get that color. So you do it at the beginning. You have the oven cranked as high as it can possibly go. You get it in there. You lather it with either a little bit of olive oil or butter. It gets caramelized. Then you can either turn the heat down or put like your aluminum foil over the top and let it continue to cook. You know what I mean? But
right.
you don't just put it in at like 350 for 40 hours.
The red thing like, that pops up. Well, it's ready
it
to
does.
Go.
Right. Yeah. See, here's the thing. What if
he's shaking his head? No, you're an idiot.
You can put it in and, like, say it's faulty and, like, the bird cooked for 10 minutes, but the thing popped up. I bet people will still serve it because they're like, well, it's clearly done.
Of course it is.
The thing popped.
Yeah.
Why is this thing raw? I just don't understand
that. Don't worry about how come the ambulance are coming to the house and people are passing out? Yeah.
A deep fried turkey. Have you guys had it?
I've seen people do it. I've heard they're delicious. Have you ever done
one? Yeah, it's great.
Oh, my gosh. Crispy my brother-in-law skin. Used to do that all the time. It's so good.
Yeah.
How long do you fry it for, typically? Or based upon the weight of the turkey?
Yeah, exactly. How big? I mean,
it's
you
pretty
need to
quick.
Have, yeah, you need to have a pretty big vat, too.
And you don't put anything in the center, right? You just,
right.
You put a naked bird in there?
Yeah.
I've never had one. My neighbor does all that. He's got a smoker, he's got a fryer, and he does all that. I've never had it, but I've had his smoked chicken and smoked turkey.
It's so good.
And it is like butter.
Yeah.
It is so moist, it's ridiculous.
Right.
What about a turducken?
Never had
I don't know. That's a lot of work.
Duck and then
have
a
you ever had that?
I have, but I've never made one.
It
I cannot
like
imagine boning out three different birds to stuff them inside
well,
each other.
That's what you always wanted to see on Thanksgiving with John Madden when they bring out the turducken.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Is Madden still around?
Well, he's still alive, but he hasn't been on TV in years.
Mm.
And by the way, the Bears are playing on Thanksgiving. So you eat and you watch the Bears.
The who?
Win?
We have a football team?
The Bears in Detroit.
Yes, we do. Detroit started the whole thing about playing on Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
I heard that somewhere.
Well, they
the
play
Cowboys
every
and the
year.
Redskins. And the Redskins,
and the Redskins,
right?
And Cowboys. Yeah.
Is it still the Redskins and the Cowboys?
It's got to be.
I don't know.
There's an American classic.
Yeah. There's going to be two games. I don't know what the second game is.
It was always the Lions and somebody else.
Okay.
And the Cowboys and the Redskins.
Yeah.
And it was always in Dallas.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I do remember that. At least growing up, it was. And that's where he would roll out the turkey, John Madden.
It's so funny. I'm a baseball guy, not football as much. But
you're a
I will
huge
tell
baseball
you,
fan.
One of my favorite athletes of all time is somebody I've recently discovered and can't get enough of, Joe Namath. Just
Broadway
the
Joe.
Coolest dude of all time.
Like, I was in New York on Monday and Tuesday. He does every commercial. It's like really? The guy's still cashing in at 75.
His voice is amazing.
Yeah,
like, I was listening to his audiobook, and he wears a fur coat like on the sidelines.
Right.
Fu Manchu.
Yeah.
And
style. Went to Alabama. I mean, he was. Yeah.
He was Broadway Joe, baby.
Yes, he
was. I was in New York. I was a young lad. I was born in Brooklyn. And he was coming up, and I remember him as a young boy, Broadway Joe.
Yeah.
He could not do anything wrong until his knees gave out.
Right.
But he was still one of the best-looking athletes
ever. That's what I'm saying.
And the women loved him.
I'm reading his books, and then I went on YouTube and looked up all these interviews, and it's like, man, that's the coolest thing ever. Man. Like, I'm just sitting there like, God, this guy existed? This is so cool.
Yeah. Does he talk about the Susie Colber interview on ESPN?
I saw that, too.
Well, he quit drinking after that interview. That's
Can't imagine why.
God. He takes that sobriety real serious.
He does.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good. He lives in Florida. He's like healthy.
Good for him. He killed himself if he didn't.
Yeah.
He's got two new knees and he doesn't drink.
Yep.
Good for him.
Yeah. Lives in Florida. What's not to love about that?
Yeah, good for him.
Graham Elliott's here. David Hochberg is here. By the way, when you're cooking a turkey, most people are touching their phones and looking at recipes and going through their phones, right? Most Americans bring phones into the bathroom.
Don't do this.
88% of us bring the phone into the bathroom.
Guilty.
We're not washing our phones. We're not wiping down our phones. Mm-hmm. And we bring that phone into the kitchen, especially around Thanksgiving dinner. There's some germs in there, Graham.
Thanks, Pete.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I just wanted to share
that. For
are you guys
going to
throw
up
now?
No.
Or are you going to wait for the liver sausage?
I was thinking on the table now, you have to have that huge, 2-gallon bucket of hand sanitizer right next to the bird. Like, that's the new sauce.
There's a lot of people that aren't washing their hands around Thanksgiving. You got to be careful.
That's true.
You got to pay attention.
Only, too many cooks in the kitchen kind of thing. You should have, one main person and, one assistant that's really, those are the only ones touching it. Like, that should be the deal. Don't have 40 people in there trying to grab
people are
everything.
Picking at the food.
Yeah.
Don't know what else they're picking
before
football. It touches the food.
And there's always the people that start drinking, at 10:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And just power
it's
through.
It's only uncles. There's no, aunts that are drinking. No brother. It's always an uncle.
Wow. I mean, I'm doing Cochran's show on Friday, so I'm not going to really get after it on Thursday.
Right.
But, yeah. Staying in the city.
You should.
What do you mean? Get after it?
Yeah.
And just stay out
just
all night?
For the show.
And then just come in
five?
And do Cocker Joe.
It starts
just
at
get
5
blasted.
O'clock.
Blasted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome. I'll co-host it with you if you want. That would be awesome.
I thought it would be fun, before you go, Graham, since Hawk is the guy, he's the money man, basically.
I'm the money man.
He's the money man. I thought we'd play a quick round of Craigslist Price is Right.
Go.
Ooh.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get
to Are we doing higher or lower?
Yes, we are. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to say the person that comes closest to the actual retail price without going over will win.
Yeah.
So we have a few items.
Cool. Go ahead.
These are actual items that I picked up off Craigslist before the show today. All right. A vintage Arch Craft ukulele. Vintage Arch Craft ukulele.
$500.
$500. $500?
Going up.
Graham?
$200.
$200? You're both over. It was $75.
Wow.
Listed for $75. I'll send you the link because your son plays ukulele.
He sure does.
Yeah, he's pretty good at it, too.
He is. He's rocking.
Twin size box spring. It is vintage and available in
vintage means my son peed on it last night.
It is available on Ingleside. A twin size box spring.
You go first.
Graham?
$38.
$38. David?
$37.
You're both over. You both keep going over.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go $1.
$1.
That's such a schmuck.
Boy, the money man's 0-2. I figure that came from the chef. Okay, how about this? A drawing of Pope John Paul II. A hand drawing of Pope John Paul II available in Lincoln Park. Craigslist Price is Right.
$17.
David? $17. Graham?
$50.
$50, both over. Boy, you guys are just going over. $10. You can get that for
$10. I totally want a hand-drawn.
A nice drawing of the Pope. All right. You guys are 0 for 3 right now.
Okay.
How about this? A red 1975 Eldorado Cadillac convertible with a 500 CI engine, loaded power, available now in Mundelein. Graham? How much?
$3,000.
$3,000.
$820.
$820. We were looking for $24,900.
Oh!
Graham?
I think you bought a seat.
Graham, nice work. $24,900.
Is there $20,000 in cash in the trunk?
Glove compartment.
Where they get that? A 75 Eldorado that's like 14 feet long?
Yeah, I love those cars.
Miles to the gallon.
All right, one more. Let's do one more. A pre-owned sex toy.
Oh,
pre-owned
stop.
Sex toy. Yes, this is an actual
item. Is that from Northbrook on Charlemagne?
Actual item. I don't know where it's from. A 3-speed works great, but rotator can get slightly jammed. How much for the pre-owned sex
Graham,
toy
you're up.
For sale? Graham?
That seems so shady. I'm going to go $20.
$20.
$6.
$6. Graham, congratulations. You're the big winner.
What was that?
How much? Nice job.
$25.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
$25.
You're buying your own merchandise. That's not fair,
for
Graham.
For the pre-owned.
That's ridiculous.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Listed by Graham, yeah. A guy named Graham.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally. It's shocking. I wonder how I got that right.
Email wow. Elliot Graham.
Yes.
Not Graham Elliot. It's not me.
I know I say this every time I see you, but you're always out of town. We need to hang out.
We do. I'm in town now for a while.
Okay, good.
So I'm back, so
all
let
right.
me know.
You know, love having you in. It's really
Thank
good
you.
To see
Same
you.
Same here.
Graham Elliott, follow him, and we posted the recipe on my Facebook page. All right, take a quick break. David Hochberg, we'll talk money coming up next, 720 WGN.